Hi, welcome to the fourth part of NLP interview questions and answers. This podcast provides a list of most common natural language processing interview questions and answers that will help you during your interview. Question 61. How to evaluate the performance of an NLP model? Answer. Here are the steps to evaluate an NLP model effectively. Define the task. Clearly define the NLP task you want to evaluate the model on. Select evaluation metrics. Choose appropriate evaluation metrics that align with your task, as different tasks require different metrics. Train test split. Divide your dataset into two separate subsets, a training set and a test set. The training set is used to train the model, while the test set is used to evaluate its performance. Pre-processing. Prepare the test data in the same way you pre-processed the training data, ensuring consistency in tokenization, normalization, and any other data transformations. Model inference. Make predictions on the test set using the trained NLP model. The output will depend on the specific task. Calculate evaluation metrics. Compare the model's predictions with the ground truth labels in the test set and compute the chosen evaluation metrics. Visualize results. Depending on the task, you can create confusion matrices, precision recall curves, or ROC curves to visualize the performance of the model. Error analysis. Analyze the mistakes made by the model. It can help identify common patterns of failure and guide further improvements. Compare with baselines. If available, compare your NLP model's performance with baseline models or existing state-of-the-art models to understand its relative strengths and weaknesses. Cross-validation, optional for smaller datasets. Consider using K-fold cross-validation to obtain more robust performance estimates. Domain-specific evaluation, optional in some cases. Domain-specific evaluation may be necessary to ensure the model's performance aligns well with the specific target domain. Fine-tuning and iteration. Based on the evaluation results, you may need to fine-tune your model or iterate through the training process to improve its performance. Question 62. What is out-of-vocabulary problem? Answer. The out-of-vocabulary, OOV, problem is a common challenge in natural language processing, NLP, where a model encounters words or tokens during testing or inference that were not present in the training data. These OOV words can lead to difficulties in making accurate predictions and can negatively impact the performance of NLP models. Handling the OOV problem effectively is crucial to building robust and generalizable NLP systems. Question 63. What is attention mechanism, and how does it improve the performance of NLP models? Answer. The attention mechanism is a crucial component in modern natural language processing, NLP, models, particularly in sequence-to-sequence tasks like machine translation, text summarization, and question answering. It was first introduced in the context of machine translation in the Attention is All You Need paper, which presented the transformer model, but has since become widely adopted in various NLP architectures. By using the attention mechanism, NLP models can selectively attend to relevant parts of the input sequence, giving the model the ability to focus on the most relevant information for each decoding step. This improves the model's performance in several ways. Long-range dependencies. Attention helps the model capture long-range dependencies between words in the input and output sequences, which is challenging for traditional fixed-length representations. Improved translation and summarization. Attention enables the model to focus on specific words or phrases that are crucial for translation or summarization, resulting in more accurate and coherent translations and summaries. Handling out-of-vocabulary words. Attention allows the model to attend to similar words in the input sequence when generating an unknown or rare word, improving the handling of out-of-vocabulary words. Parallel processing. The attention mechanism allows for parallel processing during training, making it more efficient and scalable than sequential models like RNNs. Question 64. What are the differences between unsupervised and semi-supervised learning in NLP? Answer. The main difference between unsupervised and semi-supervised learning in NLP lies in the type of data used for training. Unsupervised learning relies solely on unlabeled data, while semi-supervised learning takes advantage of both labeled and unlabeled data to enhance model performance. Question 65. How can you prevent overfitting in NLP models? Answer. Here are some strategies to prevent overfitting in NLP models. 1. Data augmentation. Increase the size of your training data by creating variations of the original data. Techniques like synonym replacement, word shuffling, random insertion, and paraphrasing can be used to generate new examples. Data augmentation helps the model see more diverse instances during training, reducing overfitting. 2. Regularization. Apply regularization techniques to the model architecture to prevent overfitting. Common regularization techniques include L1 and L2 regularization, which add penalty terms to the loss function to limit the magnitude of model weights. This discourages the model from relying too heavily on a few features. 3. Dropout. Dropout is a technique where randomly selected neurons are ignored during training. This helps prevent the model from becoming overly dependent on specific neurons and encourages it to learn more robust representations. 4. Early stopping. Monitor the model's performance on a validation set during training. Stop training when the performance on the validation set starts to degrade, rather than continuing until all epochs are completed. This prevents the model from over-optimizing on the training data. 5. Cross-validation. Use cross-validation to evaluate the model's performance on different subsets of the data. This provides a more reliable estimate of the model's generalization ability and helps identify potential overfitting. 6. Ensemble methods. Combine multiple models to make predictions. Ensemble methods, such as bagging and boosting, can help reduce overfitting by averaging out biases and errors from individual models. 7. Feature selection. Carefully select relevant features and remove irrelevant or noisy ones. Reducing the feature space can help the model focus on the most informative features and avoid overfitting to noise. 8. Batch normalization. Normalize the activations of each layer during training using batch normalization. This can help stabilize training and prevent overfitting. 9. Hyperparameter tuning. Experiment with different hyperparameter settings, such as learning rate, batch size, and model architecture. Fine-tuning these hyperparameters can significantly impact the model's generalization performance. 10. Transfer learning. Utilize pre-trained models and fine-tune them on your specific NLP task. Transfer learning can help leverage knowledge learned from a large dataset and prevent overfitting on smaller, task-specific datasets. By applying these techniques, you can improve the generalization capability of your NLP models and reduce the risk of overfitting. It's important to remember that a combination of these methods may be necessary for optimal performance on your specific NLP task. Question 66. How does a transformer model work? Answer. A transformer model is based on the attention mechanism that allows it to focus on relevant parts of the input sequence when processing each word. It uses self-attention layers to weigh the importance of different words in the input sequence to create context-aware word embeddings. Transformers are the backbone of many state-of-the-art NLP models like BERT, GPT, and Roberta. Question 67. What is perplexity in the context of language models? Answer. Perplexity is a metric used to evaluate the performance of a language model. It measures how well the model predicts a given sequence of words. Lower perplexity indicates better performance, and it is often used in language modeling tasks like machine translation or speech recognition. Question 68. What is the purpose of the attention mechanism in deep learning models, particularly in NLP? Answer. The attention mechanism is a crucial component in deep learning models, especially in NLP tasks like machine translation, text summarization, and question answering. It allows the model to focus on specific parts of the input sequence while making predictions. The attention mechanism works by assigning weights to different words or tokens in the input sequence based on their relevance to the current output. This enables the model to pay attention to important words and ignore irrelevant ones, making the predictions more accurate and contextually aware. Question 69. What are some popular pre-trained language models used in NLP? Answer: Some popular pre-trained language models in NLP include A. BERT, bidirectional encoder representations from transformers developed by Google. BERT introduced bidirectional context understanding and achieved state-of-the-art results in various NLP tasks. B. GPT-3, generative pre-trained transformer 3 developed by OpenAI. GPT-3 is a massive language model with 175 billion parameters, capable of performing a wide range of language tasks. C. XLNet, combining ideas from Transformer XL and BERT. XLNet is a generalized auto-regressive pre-training model that outperforms BERT on several benchmarks. D. Roberta, a robustly optimized BERT pre-training approach. It's an optimization of BERT's hyperparameters and training data, leading to improved performance. Question 70. What is parsing? Answer: Parsing in natural language processing, NLP, refers to the process of analyzing the grammatical structure of a sentence to understand its syntactic relationships between words and phrases. It involves breaking down a sentence into its constituent parts and representing it in a structured format, such as a parse tree or a dependency graph. Parsing is a crucial step in many NLP tasks, including machine translation, sentiment analysis, question answering, and more. Question 71. What are the different types of parsing in NLP? Answer: There are two main types of parsing in NLP, which are as follows. Constituency parsing. Constituency parsing involves identifying the hierarchical structure of a sentence by dividing it into subphrases or constituents. These constituents can be further broken down into smaller constituents until individual words are reached. The primary representation used for constituency parsing is the parse tree. Dependency parsing. Dependency parsing involves representing the grammatical relationships between words in a sentence in a directed graph structure. In this representation, each word acts as a node, and the dependencies between them are represented as directed edges. The root of the graph usually corresponds to the main verb in the sentence, and other words depend on it in various roles. Question 72. Explain how we can do parsing in NLP. Answer: The parsing process can be carried out using different algorithms and techniques, ranging from rule-based approaches to statistical and machine learning-based models. Some common algorithms used for parsing include the CYK algorithm for constituency parsing and the ARC standard or ARC-EGR algorithms for dependency parsing. Question 73. Describe the concept of subword tokenization and its significance in NLP tasks. Answer: Subword tokenization is a technique used to split words into smaller units, such as subword or character-level tokens. This is particularly useful for dealing with out-of-vocabulary, OOV, words in morphologically rich languages. Instead of considering words as discrete units, subword tokenization allows the model to capture the morphology and structure of words better. Techniques like byte pair encoding, BPE, and sentence piece are commonly used for subword tokenization. Question 74. What is dependency parsing? Answer: Dependency parsing is a natural language processing, NLP, technique used to analyze the grammatical structure of a sentence and determine the relationships between words. The goal of dependency parsing is to create a parse tree, also known as a dependency tree, which represents the syntactic dependencies among words in a sentence. Question 75. What are conversational agents? Answer: Conversational agents in natural language processing, NLP, are AI systems that can interact with users through natural language, simulating human-like conversations. They are also known as chatbots or virtual assistants. These agents leverage various NLP techniques and machine learning algorithms to understand user inputs, generate appropriate responses, and maintain context during conversations. Question 76. How do conversational agents work in NLP? Answer: Here's an overview of how conversational agents work. 1. Input understanding. When a user enters a message or query, the conversational agent first needs to understand the input. This process involves several steps. A. Tokenization. The input text is broken down into individual words or tokens. Tokenization helps to process the text more effectively. B. A part of speech tagging, POS. Each token is tagged with its grammatical part of speech, such as noun, verb, adjective, etc. This helps the system to analyze the syntactic structure of the input. C. Named entity recognition, NER if applicable. The system identifies entities like names, dates, locations, etc. in the input. D. Intent recognition. The agent tries to determine the user's intent or purpose behind the input. For example, if a user asks about the weather, the intent is to get weather information. E. Entity extraction. If the input requires specific information, the agent extracts relevant entities like New York as a location. 2. Context maintenance. To have more natural and coherent conversations, the agent needs to maintain context from previous interactions. This is crucial for understanding pronouns and referencing earlier parts of the conversation. 3. Dialogue management. The conversational agent must decide what action to take based on the user's input and the current context. It determines whether to ask clarifying questions, provide information, or execute a specific task. 4. Response generation. Once the input is understood and the context is considered, the agent generates a response. This response can be a predefined template, a database query result, or a dynamically generated answer. 5. Natural language generation. NLG, the agent converts the structured information into human-readable natural language to respond to the user appropriately. 6. Output delivery. The response is then delivered to the user, completing the conversation loop. Question 77. How data augmentation may be used in NLP projects? Answer. Here are some ways data augmentation can be used in NLP projects. Text augmentation. Back translation. Data mix-up. Data resampling. Domain adaptation. Masking and close tasks. Remember that while data augmentation can be beneficial, it's essential to ensure that the generated data remains semantically and contextually consistent. Some augmentations may introduce noise or produce unrealistic data, which could hurt model performance. Proper evaluation and validation are crucial to guarantee the effectiveness of the data augmentation techniques in improving NLP model performance. Question 78. Name some methods of part-of-speech tagging. Answer. Some popular methods of part-of-speech tagging include rule-based tagging, lookup-based tagging, hidden Markov models, HMMs, maximum entropy Markov models, MEMS, conditional random fields, CRFs, neural networks, bidirection long short-term memory, BILSTM, transformer-based models, ensemble methods, deep reinforcement learning. Question 79. What are some real-world applications of the N-gram model? Answer. Here are some real-world applications of the N-gram model. Natural language generation. Authorship identification. Sentiment extraction. Predictive text input. Augmentive communication. Part of speech tagging. Word similarity. Question 80. What is a big RAM model in NLP? Answer. A big RAM model is a simple statistical language model that predicts the likelihood of a word based on the preceding word in a given text. It falls under the broader category of N-gram models, where N represents the number of words considered for prediction. A big RAM model specifically looks at sequences of two adjacent words in a text and calculates the probability of encountering the second word given the first one. The model assumes that the probability of a word depends only on its immediate predecessor. Thank you for listening to our podcast.